Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life. Welcome back. What is up? I know you excited
because
we here and we are Doptivity.
Episode two.
Number two.
Number two.
Welcome back, please. Thank you.
And we yes, are ma'am. So happy to be back here with you guys. This is so fun for us. Like, it's crazy how fun it is.
Super fun.
Okay, so how should we pop this off?
I low-key just want to ask the listeners, what you been up to lately?
I know. I really want them to tell us.
What have you been doing?
I really want them to chat us and tell us and reviews and everything. Like, we really, 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 really want to talk to y'all. Because without y'all, we won't have any, you know, really topics to feed off of for the audience.
True. We have nothing to grow from. We trying to grow too.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah. We want to help you grow and we want to grow too.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Are you rapping? He's serious.
I would call that poetry.
Oh, where's the open mic?
There's no beat. So
find
it's
the open mics. So what's been up, Nate?
Oh,
week two. This is the second week. Has anything changed since last week?
Oh, you know what? It's been an interesting week. I can honestly say, like, the energy was different. And I think it's because of the podcast.
I know. You're positive as fuck.
Yeah. Not that I wasn't
before.
Average positive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say average because most people are kind of, you know.
I like that word usage, though. Average positive.
Average positive.
Because a person that really, they want to be positive, but they let the bad days get to them, mm-hmm. That's average positive.
Average positive.
But them overly positive people can be annoying as fuck. So.
Right, like just too optimistic. Where it's like, all day I've been listening
you
to
broke
motivational
your leg.
Videos.
It's okay. You broke your leg. That just means that God has another leg for you. Look, man.
Another leg.
Oh, another
Holy
leg.
Shit.
He's going to drop it down from the sky. That's positivity.
Your new leg is coming soon. You just wait. You hold
See,
on.
Those kind of people.
You'll get that new leg.
No, but yeah, that's good. It's been a good week for you.
Energy's been great. It's built all the way to this point. Maybe it was I was excited that we did the podcast.
Oh my God.
And I was
came up with this, of course, our random conversation we had, that everything was just flowing.
Man.
The accidental conversation we had.
Accidental, yeah.
Our minds were just, you know.
Right.
Sinking.
After that, the podcast, I was like, what did we talk about again?
I know.
You know me, though.
Oh, last week, guys, I have to tell you a story. So last week, I got really, 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 well, I won't put that many reallys. It was probably just like really drunk.
Average,
and the reason
average drunk.
I was average drunk because Nate is not an eater. And I am like the biggest eater in the nation.
She has a
huge appetite.
Praise her metabolism too, because I don't understand.
I have a freaking huge appetite. So every time I drink with Nate, I'm always like, we gotta, you know, food is always in the mix for me because I always eat before I drink.
Which is smart.
Well, last podcast, Nate was like, I was like, yeah, we gotta get food. And he was like, well, I'm not hungry at all right now. And I was like, fuck. In my mind, I'm like, fuck, he's not hungry. I was like, okay, well, let's just do the podcast and then we'll go get food later, bro. That's fine. Bro, by the time I was paying attention to what I was doing, I literally just had to, I was drunk. Like, it just happened so fast. And I went to the bathroom trying to force myself to throw up because I just got drunk. And I was like, I don't want to feel like this.
Dang.
And so, yeah, that was out of whack. But we're keeping it kosher this week. We're just sipping on some, like, mixed drinks that are just like, I mean, they have a little bit of good alcohol.
We didn't pour these ourselves.
Right. They're like pre-mixed.
They weren't heavy-handed drinks.
So it's like a very mellow day-to-day, but I'm happy about that because, yeah, last week it got me. But anyway,
I also want to point out a funny story. As we cut and you vanished for a second, I was kind of re-listening to the podcast. Of course, well occupied because I was like, listen to our voices.
Well, P.S. Me, I was in the bathroom laying on my
floor. That's what I was going to say. I was just like, what? I was like, why is she in the bathroom for so long? She didn't give me like a notion. She didn't say, hey, I'm going to go be sick in the bathroom.
He thought I was taking a dump.
Then I turned around. I was like, she wouldn't take a shit with the door open.
The door was wide open.
Wide open. So I get up, podcast replaying. And she's laying on the floor. Like on the rug.
My bathroom. Yeah. I was literally on my rug.
You were asleep.
I was knocked out.
I was like, it's only been 20 minutes.
Like, and it was early as hell. Like, it wasn't even that late.
Man.
And I was just like, done. And he's like, sis, what are you? I'm like, I'm good. I'll be, I'm still listening.
Yeah, I'm still listening. And then you just kind of continued to lay there. But I was like, I actually got up because I have to pee.
Oh, and I'm like,
you occupying the bathroom I need to use.
Let me get out. I was like, okay, I'll be up in a minute. Hold it.
Oh man.
Yeah. That was so fun. I mean, it was funny. I mean, I didn't wake up feeling like complete shit. It was okay, but you know, me being who I am, I've had plenty of those nights where I'm like, I'm fucked.
We've all been there.
We're too old.
That was also a great way to christen the first podcast.
I know, it was like success. And then we went back and listened and I'm like, it was pretty good. We did all right.
We did good. We've done good. I liked it. Oh man. So what's been up with you? What have you been up to this week?
This week,
how was your energy?
First things first, I got a promotion at my job.
I'm clapping, but I got this drink in my hand.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm super excited. Obviously, thank you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not what I want to do. I'm in banking right now, and that's not just like my dream job. But, I mean, I figure if I'm going to be there, why not work hard and move up in it?
Gain the benefits of growth anywhere you go.
That's good. That's great. And, of course, I've been the energy. You're right. I had a bad day. The day I cracked my screen on my phone.
That was a
horrible day for me. On my way to work, I was, like, mad at God, and I was talking to him. And he, like, talked me down, like, girl, shut up. Like, you're good. It's a phone.
It's not just a phone, it's an iPhone. And that's another thing that differentiates us is you got iPhone, I'm more of an Android user.
I used to be team Android.
I ain't not never cracked a screen in all the 8 years of Android phones I've had.
I used to literally be team Android.
The screen alone is enough to go come back to the dark side.
But they start getting expensive too. And then I got an Apple MacBook, so it's like all the Apple products kind of sync together, and I'm just like stuck basically.
That's
so,
how they get you.
Yeah. So I'm good on that. But yeah, my life's great. Same.
Relaxed. Obviously. We've got a nice
positive
vibe.
I'm so excited about our podcast. I feel like we're gonna do great things. I'm speaking that into existence because we're really dope.
Yes. Betty, tell me a little bit more about that meditation you did.
Oh.
You told me about your first meditation.
Yes. I was so excited. Look, I'm smiling like...
She is.
Giggly and shit. No. So, I don't know what it was about this morning, but I woke up 20 minutes earlier than I normally do. And while my daughter was still asleep because... I would never get anything done with her being awake. But anyway, I went in the living room. Well, I found the video that I used for the guided meditation. That's what you called it.
Mm-hmm.
I found it while I was at work the day before. So I found it at work Thursday. And I was trying to like listen to it at work. But of course, that's not a quiet environment. So I was like, let me just put it in my saved stuff on YouTube. And something about me woke up 20 minutes early this morning, and I literally went in my living room and sat on the middle of the floor in like Indian style, played the video, and she like talked me through like a real live meditation.
First one.
I had a headache before. Like when I woke up this morning, I had a headache because I told you I took the rest of those shots. Tequila last night, Thursday night. I took the rest of that tequila, so I kind of woke up hungover, which I don't normally do because it was only two shots. But I had a headache.
And did you eat?
Yeah, I did. Shut up. But I wasn't hungover. I mean, I was hungover. Hungover headache, but I wasn't like hungover. Like, oh my God.
I'm you weren't so negative about up. It.
Right. I knew exactly where it came from. But I had a whole headache before I started meditating. And by the time I was done, which was like, I think I gave myself like 17 minutes. I didn't finish the whole YouTube video, but like 17 minutes of just meditating. That's a long time. Wow. And I was just like sitting there. And
17 minutes? I mean, you can go longer than that.
I can, but I did 17 minutes of just like time with myself. And when I say time with myself, I literally mean time with myself, like paying attention to like me, my body as a whole. It's more deeper than just I'm here on this earth. It's more like all the bodily functions that we do, like breathing and how you inhale and exhale and how your mind thing. It was just so, it took me to a different place. Yeah. And I was just like, this is really cool. So I'm really excited to do my next one.
Well, that's the best part about meditation. It's like, I'm ready to do that again.
Yeah. It's like it's like you feel everything, but feel nothing because
clear your mind.
You're not thinking about petty shit. Mm-hmm. Like I'm guilty of like waking up in the morning thinking about problems that carries on to the next day. So I wake up and I'm like, damn, at work I gotta do this, this, and this today, which will ruin your whole fucking day.
Oh yeah.
Because you're like, I gotta deal
pressure.
Blah blah blah.
I call that pressure.
You always
planning.
Feel like you have a horrible list that you don't want to complete.
Yeah.
But pressure I woke planning. Up and I cleared that out and it was just like, let me start. So it worked. I'm ready to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it the day after that and the day after that. So we're fine.
Nice.
But yeah, meditation's good.
I like that. Yeah, I love meditation. I'm looking into transcendental meditation right now.
I don't even know what that means.
It's deeper than rap. It's deeper than rap.
Rap is, gotta, I mean,
was
I'm just,
metaphor,
oh, okay. No, I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's meditation about? Where you pick your favorite.
You
rap
your
song.
Lyrics in your head on the.
You write your raps down and you sit Indian style.
Right.
You hold your earlobes and then you. Rap.
Shut.
No. You rap into a candle.
No, I just want to say this though. I appreciate me and Nate's like growth together. Even starting this podcast, we've been like having to motivate each other on a day-to-day basis. Like we have not went more than like 2 days without talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's kind of holding each of us accountable for our positivity.
Absolutely.
Because it's so easy to stray away from it with everyday life going
Absolutely.
On.
It's almost necessary.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
to have that person in mm-hmm. your life that can check you.
Yeah.
Help you check yourself. I'm not going to say necessarily check you, but help you check yourself. Even our conversation we had last night, we were on the phone for like an hour and a half, and he brought light to a lot of stuff for me that I was like, damn, you're right. So I'm going to do this and then we'll figure this out. You know, like
yeah.
it's so dope, but we need to tell them what this podcast is about.
We should.
Because we are just going on.
It's okay. It's okay.
How long have we been recording?
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Can segue nicely into it because
it's so
that pause break goes like that. Also, our podcast is about. And without further ado, no.
So today's podcast was brought to you by me.
Yes.
Shauna.
Great topic. Shit. Great topic.
And I chose the topic of friend zoning.
Friend zone.
How many women and men have you friend zoned in your life? First of all,
everybody's my friend.
Looking at us.
Terrible, probably.
So after I decided to do this, I actually Googled like what friend zoning is.
And oh, you did your research. Okay.
Yes, it brought up like a Google definition. Okay.
Wow.
And so it said friend zone. I'm going to read it word for word. A situation in which one member of a friendship wishes to enter a romantic or sexual relationship while the other does not. It is generally considered to be an undesirable situation for the rejected person.
So friend zone is exclusive to boyfriend girlfriend relationship type situations or the lack thereof. Being put in that place, friend zone.
I don't know.
Because like, I guess yeah, it makes sense.
Friend zoning is such a like diverse topic. It's so
it's got a lot of many things.
And so after reading that, I was like, damn, I think I've been friend zoned more than I think I have. It's like, bitch,
you start going back.
Bitch, you only want to keep me as a friend.
That's what
you don't want to commit, bro. Right.
That's what Tyrell meant in ninth grade when he said,
you know, my first high school sweetheart, like, you wanted to friend zone me, bitch. No, but so, I mean, I picked this topic because I feel like that it's so popular within our generation.
Yeah, definitely.
And our society. And it's not the most ideal thing in the world. Because I feel like it hurts both parties more. Well, I'm not just going to say that.
Probably not the person zoning.
Right. They're happy.
That is what they wanted, I guess, right?
Right. So I know Nate has a couple questions that we can answer here, and I have a couple too, but I want to ask Nate a question first.
Ask me anything regarding to friend zones.
So first of all, I mean, you're familiar with friend zoning women, right?
Women that friend zone or being the person that's friend zoning them?
Do you friend zone? Because I know it's...
Yeah.
Society creates the idea that most women friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
And this is true.
She friend zoned me, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to know from a male's perspective, like, do men friend zone women? Like, you meet a woman, you're like, she'll be my friend.
Yeah. I can say I've done it. Something along the lines of just not being... In my opinion, not being ruthless. Say you go on a date, but you're like, this person's cool, but like sexual attraction or just even trying to make something out of it when you can tell that that's their objective. You kind of don't want to ruin. It's almost like you're like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, and so I still want to be their friend, so but like I don't want them to also lead them on.
It's
I
like recycle. The same, but... It's like the recycle bin for girlfriends. It's like, no, you don't make it to the girlfriend pole. You have to go to the friend zone. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that, I think.
But okay.
It's tough because as I work, as my mind operates, I always feel bad too. It's like, I know that I don't like you like that.
Do you express that?
But I don't
want to
force myself to like you.
But do you express the fact that you don't like them like that? Or do you just automatically just make a note in your head like, she's a friend, I'm not going any further with her? But the thing is about guys. This is the thing about guys, I feel like.
Okay.
Y'all think with your penis. So it's like,
No, our penis thinks with us.
Whatever. No, whatever you try to do, however you try to put it, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you say... Damn, I know that she's not girlfriend material for me, but if she tried to fuck, I would fuck her.
Yes.
See? And that's horrible. I know guys think like that. It's so crazy.
Sex means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You know, it's just like, all right.
Which is a whole different topic.
A whole different topic. But it still correlates with the determining factor.
Okay, what makes you put a girl in the friend zone? And to be fair, I'll tell you men want to know also what gets them there.
Well, probably more so men. Women aren't genuinely worried about it because, like you said, I personally think women do it more.
Yeah.
Just because women...
We have that.
Women have more option in the sense that guys are just... There always seems like there's more single guys out there hunting.
Because I feel like guys put the ball in our court more than we would put it in y'all. Like, in our heads, it's like, no.
That's a good point.
I got the ball. I can figure out what we're gonna do. That's not a you. Great. I see. Point. That is I see what's going on here.
That wow.
Yeah.
That's exactly probably what it is.
Because the guys are like, I'm gonna throw this out here and see if she catch. But
yeah, how often are guys in the situation like, I know that she's waiting on my whim to make the decision. How often does that happen?
When women get vulnerable enough to allow that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How? But does that happen? Do women just, you know, they have the potential options? I guess we can't really just say women, though.
But think about our conversation last night. That was vulnerability.
Vulnerable, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And the ball was definitely
not in your court.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes.
Okay.
When you get vulnerable enough and you can accept that situation for what it is and you really allow, then yes. But not a lot of women will do that.
So, guys are more vulnerable than women? If more women are putting guys in friend zones? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
They take what they can get.
Women out here ruthless as hell is what it sounds like. Just mean.
But okay. First of all, answer my question. What makes you put women in the friend zone?
I mean, personal preference would do it. Just because if I go into something that, say, it's a date, and I'm like, let me gauge. I'm gauging based on things that I already set up in my mind as triggers to either I'm looking at this person for the things that I'm looking for, or I'm looking for this person to do the things that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. That makes
so
sense.
So wherever your energy is that day or whatever it is or with that person, if I'm like, oh, she does tell jokes like I like. She mm-hmm. gets my humor.
Right.
Or she does smile at me a lot, which means she's attracted. And I don't know why I was about to laugh because you burped. But
I did just burp. Look, and I low-key tried to whisper. Sorry, I just burped. His ass tells
that's
y'all.
His ass tells y'all
that I burped. Sorry.
It cut me off. It was like,
I'm a burper. I love to burp.
Carbonation is air. But yeah, so where was I? So it's different factors for different people. It's situational. I mean, like, you can meet the same person twice in different circumstances and like them more or less, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't live in that time now where it's all quick.
Everything is
It's either or side that's like nope or yes. And you have to go with that if you're the one that's either saying no or yeah. Obviously, we're out here looking for yeses. We're not out here just dating us to talk to everybody and say no.
Right.
You know, we're like, oh, I'm hoping this is a yes.
But the thing is,
unless you're out here doing free Tinder.
I feel like a lot of people say that for the exterior. Like, that's what comes out their mouth. Okay. But deep down, they date a person and try to find the negative, like you mentioned.
Okay.
So they're telling themselves, yeah, this might be a yes, but you're steady looking for all the negative things instead of, on the other hand, looking for all the positive things about this person. Mm-hmm. If you already go into something looking for the negative, you're going to see the negative first.
Absolutely.
That's just how life is. Yeah. That's how everything is. So that's where it goes to adoptivity, mm-hmm. checking yourself before you check others. Nice. Because it's like, deep down, what do you want? You need to take the time to figure out, what the hell do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at, oh my God, okay, this is what I want. Let me see if he has this. And then you can determine your friend zone.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to fuck with you at all. Like, you don't have to put them in your friend zone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People are so negative. Negative is a popular thing with our society and our culture. Everything is negative. So people go into it like that.
Not everything is negative, but that's our first line of defense for sure. Like, mm-mm.
And that goes mm-mm. with fear or faith. Yeah. Which one is your choice?
Which one are you gonna leave at the top of your mind before you leap? Mm. I don't know.
So for me, what makes me put, okay, so I place a lot of men in the friend zone. and they never got home. But for me, because my big thing about meeting a person, like say I went on a random date right now, like you set me up on a blind date or something, bro. If I'm not attracted to him, he's automatic friend.
Immediate attraction has to be there.
Immediate
attraction. Does that mean like he has to look like Trey Songz or something?
No,
I don't know why.
I'm not
Trey
that
Songz
even
ain't
kind
even
of
relevant
girl.
Right now.
He's not even
but what's
hot
the attraction,
either.
Though? What's your attraction criteria set? Just personal. It's
I don't
want to
sound cliche. Because I feel like somebody in this world would think he's really cute or whatever.
Oh, you're going to name a specific
No. I'm just saying people in general, like everybody. You're not going to be attractive to everybody.
No. Even hot people don't attract everybody.
Right. So if I look at you and I don't think you're a handsome person, or if I, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like if I can't, like, see myself, okay, this is so bad, I'm about to say it.
Let
but
it
if I can't see myself banging you, then you're
you know
unattractive
what? I'm
to
glad
me.
You said that, because I avoided saying that earlier. Just like we talked about yesterday,
yeah.
I was like, sex is a top criteria that
and
I
it's very important to me if I'm
going to
be in a relationship.
So,
yeah. It is extremely.
See me. If I feel like, yeah, I like her personality.
You have to wake up.
You
have to light up something in me. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to light up something in me for me to be completely interested in you.
If I don't want my lights on, then I don't think it'll work. You know?
Like, if I see you and I'll be like, if I don't find
something.
If I have
to make myself super drunk all the time, I don't think it's going to work.
It's not going to work. Because sometimes I want sober sex. I want wake-up sex. I want, like, normal sex. I want quickie sex in between, like, lunch and, like, you know, meet
Damn.
For lunch. And like, I want it all. So if
somebody's out there, like, note-taking right now. Like, let me find
my thing
Instagram
is, like, my husband
quick.
Has got to be
with it.
Okay in that
We're
area.
We're still young.
Exactly. Damn. And I hope that I'm
not
like that.
50.
I hope that I'm like that when I get 50, too. But like
with women's Viagra,
do they have that? Wait, where did you find that out? No, I'm just kidding.
Viagra,
no, but yeah, like if I can't see myself, like, and I feel bad for saying it for some reason, because you like we talked about this last. Like, you can always teach somebody to have sex with you.
Yeah,
but I feel like the initial attraction has to be like, even if I'm fooled and. You wake up something in me and then we do it and it's bad, I can still teach you. Mm-hmm. But if, like, I see you and I feel absolutely nothing and I'm like, but he makes me, he's okay.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
that.
The same.
Yeah, you're, like, balancing.
And then it goes back to being emotionally intelligent does turn me on, though.
Emotionally what?
Emotionally intelligence. Like, emotional intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
Like, when someone
gotcha.
Is, like, emotional, like, have, like...
They know.
They can understand a woman and a man. I figured that out, because I'm going to tell you how I figured that out. That's recent. That's a recent epiphany.
Okay.
Yes, bro!
Tell us
so
what you found out.
When I was talking about the roommates podcast that I told you about, and that guy got on there that, what was his name? Steven Labiosier or whatever.
The dreads or the braids. The braid dreads.
Of course, when I'm on the podcast, I can't see him. I don't know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to him. I was listening to it at work. And like,
oh, you were... I was on... Oh, okay, never mind. I was on YouTube watching the video.
Well, you remember I told you I found it on YouTube and then my manager was coming, so I had to like find a way to... hide it. Like, I didn't get to see what it was about, but I saw, I heard them and I was like, yeah, I wasn't really watching because I was still working while I was listening.
Right.
But then I was like, let me just find the podcast. I found the podcast, went through the things, and there he was.
Mm-hmm.
So I hid my phone up under my computer screen, had my earpiece in, and I just listened to their conversation.
Yeah.
The shit that he was saying made me go follow him on Instagram, Facebook,
oh, wow.
If I could find a Snapchat, I would. If I'm still on Snapchat, I would, but I'm not.
This was 2008. That would be stalking.
Oh my God. Like, I was like, damn. I wrote it in my journal. Emotional intelligence really fucking fires me up.
Okay.
And this was without even seeing him. So.
So you were attracted to his mind.
Exactly. And that's where I was getting to. Like, I know it sounds bad that I'm like, if I'm not attracted to you, I didn't just mean physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally have to be, I want to be attracted to your mind.
He may have an acne problem.
Yeah.
Is that an issue?
No. It wouldn't be. If he has that intelligence, he's, you know, I can see myself, like, the emotional intelligence is already great. And if I see him and he's not that bad looking, he's in the door. Mm. We can figure this shit out. Right. I don't even know if his Peter's little.
I was going to say his penis is tiny, though.
I don't even know if it's little. If as long as he knows what to do with it, we're good.
I guess, yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not about the size of the ship. It's about the motion. And, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, no, I've had small penis that was good.
Who?
No, I'm not about to tell you.
Name them right now on the podcast.
No, fuck that. No. But anyway.
We're talking about you on this podcast.
No, fuck all that. Do you have, okay, let's get back to the topic.
My bad.
So, friend zoning. Okay. What is your take on friend zoning? Do you look at friend zoning as a negative thing or a positive thing?
You know me. I'm right in the middle of that shit because it's, I can say as a regular person, I don't want to be friend zoned.
Right.
Out of a context.
Have you been friend zoned?
You only feel friend zoned when you are the person trying to attain the person that friend zoned you.
And you've never felt that part.
Yeah.
You've been friend zoned, bro? Who friend zoned you? Where she at? I got her.
You know what?
Where she at? I find that hoe right now. On site. On site looking at us. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, different kind. Maybe more of like a just deep in my head emotional, like she's not into me. Like I want her to be into me kind of thing. Where it's not really, I could probably go in and do
things. You want to know this, but you don't want to.
Right.
Okay.
Well, sorry. But,
that's your fault. Because that's the second thing on my list. Like, if you got a hoe that you want to go in on.
You got to put in that
effort.
You got to
fucking say something. No.
Not even that. It's not even that.
No. You got to fucking say something.
Okay.
Have you said something?
It's not a recent thing by any means. It was probably multiple years ago.
Don't speak up. That's it. That was number two. Like,
don't speak up.
No, I'm saying if you don't. He wants to talk to you. If you don't speak up, bro, I'm speaking from an example, like, true, if you don't speak up, you're not gonna, like.
Oh, yeah, trust me, and I, like we talked about, we have been on a learning path for a while, and trust me, I picked that up, which is why my game is on point right now.
Should always be. You know me, I'm all about it.
Which is why you say, don't you friend zone a lot of girls? I don't feel like I don't feel like I do. And that's a question that I have. Like, what? Do you think people that are friend zoning know they are? Or are they just doing this just out of sight, out of mind type of situation? I'm like, yeah, it didn't work. Like, I don't know if they like me like that. I'm not really concerned that much. And also I'm distracted by other possibilities.
I think that it's circumstantial. I think that when a woman, well, I can't speak for every woman, first of all.
Well, you can't speak
I can
for
only
anybody.
Speak for myself.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't just go out my way to friend zone people. But in all actuality, I love people. And I really enjoy people for who they truly are.
Right.
But to me, if there's a man, because I have male friends, I have a couple close male friends, but I have male friends everywhere. And if they don't make me aware or they don't say anything outside of our norm, especially if, because all of my guy friends, like, I know about all of their personal issues.
Yeah.
I know about all of their life, like, their girls, their, because I'm the people, you know, I'm the kind of person that men like to talk to.
Everybody.
Too.
Everybody.
You know? Yeah, that everybody likes to talk to. So, I know about their whole life. If they're not making anything aware or, you know, I'm not, who's to know? And I'm a matter of fact, I've always been a matter of fact kind of person. Me and you are the same person when it comes to that. If I don't hear the words out of a person's mouth, or if I don't know, then I'm not going to speak on it.
Okay.
But, you've had a, I mean, like, you know of recent, like, incidents where it's come out the bag or something like that happened. Now that I know, I can act. Mm-hmm. But before I know, I'm not going to say shit. Because I feel like that's a man's job. And I may be doing double standards, and I may be... I feel like it's a man's job. If you're interested in a woman...
It's hard to judge that kind of stuff, too.
If you're... If you're supposed to be. Exactly. If you're into a woman, you tell a woman. You take that chance. You put it on the table,
mm-hmm.
and you take that chance.
But you got to go in.
What do you
got to go all in to a... Okay, so all this to say, does the person that gets friend zoned have to take the responsibility on themselves and say, I did this to myself?
Most of the time, yes.
Because you were friend zoned
because you were friend zoned because you never spoke anything different.
Yeah. So does that person say, yeah, I just have to cut this friendship off?
They can if they want.
Or they just
that's
say
their
I'm
own
a,
choice.
Or they just take themselves out of friend zone and just say, we friends. What does that mean? I don't understand.
What do you mean? Take
yourself just that. There's just that weird separation where it's like, all right, I won't be put in friend zone. I put my effort in, but she said no, or he said no. Like, obviously, like, this is not going to be a relationship potential thing.
Okay, then I'm going to just continue to be a friend. You can choose
that route.
But
that's friend zoned.
Okay, and you have to accept that. If you, especially if you put it on the table and they didn't reciprocate,
mm-hmm.
in that case, you're like, okay, I'm completely friend-zoned. It's my choice to determine whether I want to continue to be friends,
mm-hmm.
or if I just want to separate from it because it's too much for me. I don't want to be your friend. I want to be more, so I can either cut you off or I can continue to be your friend because we've been friends. Why not, you know?
And that kind of falls into, in my mind, it falls into what you said about being damaging.
Do you think that could be damaging?
Well, damaging for the person that's in the friend zone, because they're like, I'm torn between the effort that I was putting in to get something that I actually wanted, which was the attainable goal of the girl or the guy mm-hmm. in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and being torn from that or disappearing out of their life completely. I still want to be that,
you know,
person's
what?
Friend, but I'm also torn between the fact that
first of all, you have to do what's best for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because when they friend zoned you, they did what they wanted for themselves.
Yeah.
So first of all, you have to do what you want to do for, like, you feel what's best. That you feel that if you're doing it maliciously, you probably won't win. But if deep down you're like, I can't be this person's friend, I have to stop, you may lose a friend. And I think that's why a lot of people that are friends and then try to, like, maneuver over to that are scared, because mm-hmm. it's a dangerous game at that point.
Dangerous game. Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, like, you want to be with me, but it's like, if we be together, it's a possibility we could break up and I never talk to you again. But I appreciate our friendship. I don't want you around, so I'm not going to do that. So a lot of people just avoid that. For friends that's been friends for a long time, like, a lot of people just, I mean, they just say, fuck it. No, we'll just be friends. I'll just deal with it, basically. Yeah. But like I said, if it's detrimental to your being, you're going to have to take that step and, like,
yeah,
let it go.
No, trust me. I get it. Now, before I shift gears on this, because mm-hmm. the devil in me is coming out.
Okay, go ahead.
On my end,
Nate, period.
I actually prefer starting out in friend zone as myself?
Oh my God, that was one of my questions.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Look at you talking about me.
Going.
But no, I think that's beneficial. It's beneficial for me for sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to like grade in a percentage mm-hmm. of people's emotional, you say intelligence, but I say emotional output
mm-hmm.
or emotional, download, upload, feel or whatever. But I'm slow enough to say, hey, let me let emotion take time before I make my judgments.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's smart to do in the friend zone. I'd rather become your friend and show me what kind of friend you are before mm-hmm. I'm like,
yeah,
this is going to work.
Bro, I get it. I completely
so,
on the same page as
so
you.
So as dangerous as friend zone, and that's another thing. I like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And
if the friend zone
is a challenge.
I push it to the limit,
yeah,
too.
I'm like, how long are you willing to be my friend before mm-hmm. I say, damn, I actually bought this ring 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. Damn, bro, you be doing.
I haven't bought any rings or anything, but you
I
know,
get where you're coming from, though. That's some dope ass shit, though. It's like, because look, I wrote it in my notes. It's like, is friendship really the foundation of a great relationship? And if it is, why are friends so scared to transition into lovers? Because I feel like
there's
the person
separation.
You're with. It's supposed to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. And people will look for love first, friends later, kind of thing.
Because it's stupid as fuck.
Stupid.
Bro,
obviously
we just cured the world.
Obviously not working.
Right. Did you end up with these fuck boys and fuck bitches? Yeah. No, baby girl. Baby
up,
boy.
You just end up dating.
Exactly.
That's all you're doing.
Yes.
And I would rather go hang out with friends any day than go on dates.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I mean,
one,
I
not
like,
only because
no.
I'm a guy and I don't like having
right.
to pay for that many dates all the time, because
yeah.
it's
that's
Dutch.
A bill.
Dutch is a fucking fairy tale. I don't care what nobody says. You don't
I've
get that often. You don't. It's
not on a date
few
though.
And far in between.
If you ask me
on
a date,
a first
going
date
out. You
on
gonna
a
take
first,
me
exactly.
Out.
It's like if I'm dating, like say it's Tinder and shit. Like that's an expensive app that's free. Because you out here like, let me try this one. But as a guy, you're probably paying for all those dinners and those movies and those, I don't know, zip line trips that you take and these people that you only go read a profile about.
Right.
And say, yeah, she likes Rick and Morty like I like Rick and Morty. She got the same humor as that. Let's go zip line. And then you don't talk to them again, and you just defeat yourself.
For
let's
real.
Try another one. Let's do the same. Goddamn bill
That's
is
crazy.
Your Tinder bill is $1,000 at the end
bro,
of the month.
Bro, and that app is free.
You got to date a lot though. You got to date
bro,
a lot. That's
no.
an expensive app.
Do you think? Okay, I have a question though.
What?
Do you think there's a proper way to friend zone? Like a proper way and an improper.
Of course,
way.
I'm going to say my way is the proper way.
I feel the same
to
way.
To start off as friends. And now, I don't... Disclaimer, though.
Yeah, it definitely
I'm not taking
is a
away the
disclaimer.
Sexual aspect of it, though. Because that's also still important.
Uh-huh.
Sexual attraction doesn't equal relationship, either. You can still be sexually attracted. I think we just still have
and
that
I think
stigma.
I think that's where... I'm just going to be transparent and speak from my personal...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did say that the attraction has to be there initially. So a guy, it's very rare that it happens. But when I'm like physically attracted to a guy
mm-hmm.
and as sexual as I am, that happens quick. Not extremely quick, like first date, like we fucking and sucking and all that shit. But it's like, okay, you put in a little effort. He may be the one, you know what I'm saying, type shit. It's like he puts in his effort. I think me and him could like really mesh. We have a couple laughs together. We bond. We listen to some mute, you know, like we have mutual interests and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And then it's like, damn.
You can fall in love in a day. I don't know why people don't
Yeah,
think
it's
can.
Like, damn, like I can do that. And then if after that happens, you know, bang and it's amazing. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm in. But then later on, when you come snap back at the reality and shit start hitting the fan, you're like, right, bro,
but that's when you get into that. But that's when you get into that negative.
There's some shit.
Now I'm looking for the shit that's bad. Yeah.
You're going to have to do some stuff that you're going to have to fix. But you were in La La Land at the beginning.
So at the end of the day, I think friend zone is a choice.
You should. Yeah.
You can let yourself get put in there, but also, what did you not do?
I think it's more attractive when you don't let someone put you there. If someone says, because I have a friend that says, I put every guy that I date in the friend zone initially. Like, that's just,
feel like I do.
That's just what you are. We're friends. And so she said there was this one guy that didn't allow her. He laughed at her. He was like, friend zone.
What's that? Girlfriend and girlfriend.
Not even that. He was like, what's that? He's like, no, we're not. And she was like, I spent so much time building a wall that it took him 2 seconds to knock down. And it was like,
okay.
So that was another thing. It's like, do people really build friend zones just for insecurity purposes? It's like, do you create a friend zone just to...
So visually, the friend zone would be
a wall.
That dude standing in front of the Great Wall of China, like, can I get in here?
Right.
What the?
Or somebody telling him, you can't never get in here. He'd be like, watch me.
It's all about you finding that entrance.
It's like, she's like, I never had any guy that I dated tell me, I'm not going in no friend zone. Like, I think me and you have a mutual connection that I want to explore more, and we should do that. Yeah. Don't just friend zone me off top.
But he didn't. Yeah, he didn't.
And
allow
she's
it.
Like, yeah. That's shit, okay. She's the best. She's like, that's the best thing that he could have ever done.
Indeed.
So
and that's a good
look
example.
At it like,
too.
Yeah, it's like, don't let you know.
Yeah, if you
speak,
don't want, if
I
you
speak
fear
on our situation, my situation is so bad, bro. But I'm gonna leave it.
It's not a good. It's not a good developed example yet.
It's developed as fuck to me, but
now, yeah. But I mean, yeah. But that I think that goes along the lines of saying, yeah, you can allow yourself to be friend zoned. Determination rules it all, and you know, like Dubtivity says, what is Dubtivity? What does Dubtivity stand for?
Dubtivity stands. You want me to really get deep here, bro? In my little tipsiness.
Yes. Your Dubtivity-ness.
My Dubtivity-ness, exactly. Dubtivity basically stands for being able to be basically self-aware and being able to check yourself before you check others. And I'll go further into that because it's more like anything that you react to throughout the day or throughout your life, it only affects you the way you allow it to. So unless you go deep down within yourself and figure out your battles, your insecurities, your troubles, what wakes you up, what brings you down, unless you evaluate yourself first, you won't be affected by everyone outside of you because you already know what yourself needs to work on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You can say you're distracted by the fact that you're building yourself and that keeps the negative of other people's energy out.
Because that's what
you're
I'm saying.
You're only letting the positive in or, I mean, however
you should be it. So busy working on yourself that you can give a fuck what anybody else, what Sam says to you when you're driving down the street and they cut in front of you.
If you only want to take in positive, that's all you're going to take in because you're too busy thinking
when you
and
start,
worrying about yourself without being conceited, obviously.
Right. When you start dating and there's a guy who doesn't react or do the things you want to do, you've done the work on yourself. So you have so much Dubtivity to this where like when he reacts, what he acts, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him. So I'm going to keep working on myself and he'll figure it out on his own. Like you don't allow other people's weight to be landed on your head. You take your own wake. You take accountability for your own actions, your own feelings, your own emotions, your own spirituality, your own work, like your drive, your ambition to success, everything. You take accountability for all of that and you work on you.
You are your world. Put your world on your shoulders. And so, let people watch you and ask you questions about why you have your world on your shoulder. Not, what do you think I should do to incorporate myself into your world? No, I already got my world on my back. And my back is full right now. Now tell me, let me look at your back. I see that you got your world too. Let's put our worlds together.
Right. It's like two complete people being together to make one instead of one half full, the other complete. The other person that's half full has to take some of your fullness to make them full, and that leaves you half empty. Like, you don't want someone that's like lopsided. The whole equation needs to be
your pH
balanced.
Balance is off.
Oh, real off. And you don't want that pH balance to be off. Like, you
that
know,
even works in science because your body's that way, too, for real.
Nice. So I think Dopetivity is sincerely trying to make people self-aware of themselves and try to, you know, provide avenues for them to better themselves.
Better balance.
Mm-hmm. You need balance. You need self-love. You need to seriously love the fuck out of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've even come in contact with people that are very biblical and who are very spiritual and believe in God like to no other. And I'm just going to speak an example. Like a friend, he's very spiritual. He said like life was weighing him down and how he just wants to help people and how, you know, he still feels like he's failing God and all this stuff. And I had to stop him. I was like, you need to worry about yourself. Feed yourself, because God wouldn't want you to feed others if you're not full. And so he wrote this list to me, and it was like other people and then something and then something or something. It was like a list of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically ultimately
list
you
of
put
flaws or something.
No,
or?
It was just like you put people first, then peace, this, and then joy, and
like
then
equations.
Yourself. Yeah.
You'll get.
And I was like,
that.
That's seriously not always true, because God does not want you to put people in front of you if the feeling is not mutual. You have to fill yourself up first before you can fill anybody else up. You work on yourself first, and then that will flow with you helping others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. Like, you don't put others before yourself, especially if they don't deserve to be there.
The best way I think to visualize, if you're working on yourself, you want to be fulfilled. That means to feel full.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to feel full of yourself, that's great.
And
do
people
that.
Look at it as negative, though.
Of course, they don't want to be conceited. They don't want to be like, I don't want to come off as too cocky.
That's not what it is.
But you do that and you fulfill yourself to feel full. Meanwhile, you're trying to attain relationships, whether that's just with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's with something deeper mm-hmm. than a friend, you know, it could be a family member that you have disconnect with.
Mm-hmm.
But if that other person is full, you sit both of yourselves on a Libra scale, and your balance is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing pulling, because you're talking. There's two full, filled people
mm-hmm. trying to come
talking
together.
To them,
mm-hmm.
talking to each other, and balancing with themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's all you really need to actually have whatever it is you're trying to attain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people always feel like if people feel over somebody else, it's because they feel they are more fulfilled than somebody else.
I feel like when you get to the point, because I'm guilty of it too, where you feel like you can only feel better unless you help this other person,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a significant other or a friend. Like, you feel like me helping them helps me feel better. That's an insecurity. You're not full.
You're projecting.
You're allowing someone's downfall to be your okayness.
Right.
You helping them and you, I'm there for them.
It's
like,
great
and I feel like
for that person.
Women do that a lot with men. It's like, he don't have a job, car, and everything. I'm going to help him get there. And then once he gets it, he don't really look at it like, you helped me for everything.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's more like,
And also, if you're doing that,
anything. I got everything I want. I got everything I'm accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to be reciprocated to you. Yeah. But you spent all that time doing that.
You're doing that chasing the feeling of I want him to feel grateful for me.
Right. Instead,
there's no equivalent to that to anybody that's actually getting that. Right. Homeless people are even fake about thank yous because they're not like,
right.
You're only giving me, homeless people know you're just giving me this money because you
to make yourself feel better about yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See, because you're not taking that person in. You're just like, here, do better. Yeah. And thank me. You know, like that's terrible balance.
I went through a recent situationship that you're aware of.
Situationship. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Situationship that you're aware of, where the guy had so much potential and we kicked it off like great. He's still to this day, like, he's great to me, but he just didn't take care of his business. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was like, I can't have you not taking care of your business in my surroundings right now. Instead, I could have been like, no, I'm going to find you a job. I'm going to help you be who you want to be. But I felt like I got to cut you off so you can hit your head and you can go find yourself mm-hmm. and like figure it out. And that was the most selfless thing that I could have done, because I would have loved just like having him around. Mm-hmm. But I want him to be great, and I can't help him get there. Like, people have to do that for themselves. There's no way around it. You have to come to the realization that you want more, you want to do more, you want everything that you deserve so that shit can come to you the way that it should. So I literally cut it off cold turkey mm-hmm. for my sake and his sake. I'm not getting what I want. I don't know what mindset you're in, right? But I
not
know
for you to decide either. So,
and I know that you can be so much better. So I'm gonna let you be better without me. So I mean, it's just
letting people figure it out, because a lot of people,
right? I feel like a lot of people will appreciate it more.
A lot of people will rely on you to be something for them, mm-hmm. which is deep down in a twist away, still selfish on that person's part mm-hmm. to not take accountability for themselves.
Accountability is everything. Oh my God, it's so everything.
Even the accountability, but like not trusting yourself. You don't even trust yourself enough.
So
to
how
say,
can you trust another individual?
Exactly.
How can I trust you if you don't trust yourself?
Self-care. It's deep. It's deeper than rap.
It gets so deeper. It's deeper than rap. It is.
You see why I said that earlier?
It's really deeper than rap. Yeah,
that's
true.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, friend zoning, it all correlates under that whole umbrella of weakness. You can play the victim of being in the friend zone, or you can go out there and attain the shit you want, because you already know you fulfilled yourself and you can present yourself full of you to somebody that's actually mm-hmm. looking. And usually fulfilled people
and if someone
get
is,
what they want.
And
I don't
if
care
someone's
what
in the friend zone in your life that you didn't necessarily try to put them in, it's kind of their fault. I'm sorry, but it is.
It's probably 75% their fault, 25% the other fault.
Right. It's like you just keep living your best life. You keep doing you.
Living my best life.
For real. Like, you can't worry about pacifying other people, because who's going to pacify you? Mm-hmm. Do you for you.
Yeah,
be
relying.
You, do you for you. Just do
quit
you.
Quit relying on people and quit looking for people that you can rely on to build you to that degree.
Be
it's
your
great
own
to
structure.
Find people. It's great to find people that kind of push you to that limit, but you have to actually do that. If you smoke and you don't want to smoke no more, nobody's going to stop you from smoking.
You stop
but yourself.
You want to get fucking cancer? You want to get cancer to stop smoking? Yeah. No, don't let it go there. If you want to stop smoking, stop fucking smoking.
You want to quit drinking? You want to quit club? You want to go to church more?
You want a good man? Well, bitch, be a good woman. Sorry. Yeah. But
you can find somebody to do all those things for you, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day,
work
you
on
are
yourself
still
first.
Not fulfilled. Even if you attain those things, like, oh, so-and-so helped me get this there. But now I'm just looking for other things because I'm not full.
It's like when you look for other things to fulfill you, once you get that, you're going to look for something else to fill you. Once you get that, you're going to, it's like to the point where you're not going to have anything else. Like, you accomplish all the things that you kept putting in place of you just filling yourself.
That, or you just keep adding something different to the equation.
And then it's like, you're never filled. Like, you're going to run out of stuff to accomplish.
Yeah. Don't be that person that's chasing. Yeah. Don't be that person that's also chasing that.
You're still going to be miserable as fuck at the end of the day.
Chasing depression or something like
that.
Stop.
It's crazy. Stop. Focus on yourself. Do you, like, figure out yourself. Get deeper within yourself. Take the time to journal and meditate and feel yourself, your life, your goals,
work on your rhythm.
Yes. Your balance, your rhythm within this life, your balance, where you fit in, your purpose. I can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. Find your purpose.
Say it again.
Find your purpose.
Whoa.
Find your purpose. I said it three times.
Wow. That was anyway. Like 19.
But yes. Okay.
That's episode two.
Oh my God. It is episode two. We're finna cut this shit. Thank you guys for watching.
Y'all gonna cut the shit too.
Please, 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 please.
Dig deep.
Dig deep and comment, rate, send us messages, whatever you want. We're here. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening and we love you.
Yeah. Tell me about your day still, because I said that earlier and I still want to know. And this is
dope. Boom, shaka laka, shaka laka, shaka laka,
shaka laka.